This is VOA News. I'm Tony McNeil. In the wake of an airstrike, Iraq's parliament passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to Islamic State group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were 5-6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, world leaders continue to urge calm on both sides, and there are several analysts who do not think that war is inevitable. We get more from VOA's Lattice Ahok.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely, despite the angry rhetoric.
There's no appetite for war in the United States, but at the same time, the United States became convinced that if on U.S. diplomats and U.S. contractors, that they would only continue. So there really doesn't seem to be much sense that there is going to be an imminent military conflict.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions on Iraq. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Japan is in touch with Lebanon and other relevant nations over the departure of former Nissan Motor Company boss Carlos Ghosn, according to a top government spokesman. The chief cabinet secretary told a news conference that Japan had told Lebanon that Ghosn's flight was regrettable and it would seek cooperation to find the truth in the matter. Ghosn became an international fugitive after he revealed at the end of last month that he had fled